Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's a picture of the Argentine women's hockey team. They're more European with 90% European DNA, and the country will survive so long as it stays a poor basket case without welfare programs for migrants. It's pretty much the same thing as Poland and Hungary, as well as much of Eastern Europe. On the other hand, Western Europe has been defeated by its own victory during the Cold War. But it doesn't matter because almost all countries are seeing their fertility crash. Up next, looks like the woman caught cheating with her boss at a Coldplay concert says that the singer from the band Chris Martin didn't check on how she was doing. Unbelievable that she's now blaming Coldplay for her cheating. She's getting desperate and says she won't attend another one of their concerts. She's just milking this for attention and still trying to weasel her way out of accountability. Maybe she was hoping he'd call her so she could actually have an affair with him too. Number three, here's a rookie mistake when it comes to dealing with female nature. Venting to women and telling them how you feel. It's a trap because she's going to use your emotions and insecurities against you at a later date. But they do care. They care enough to use what you say against you during your darkest moments. When women say they do care, this is what I picture in my mind. They light the way to your own destruction. Moving on, check out this couple that went viral for dressing up as Shrek and Fiona during their wedding. Tell me you're fat without telling me you're fat. But what I really want to know is where the literal short king Lord Farquaad is. The only woman I find attractive enough to smash here is the one behind Shrek's right shoulder. She knows she's the real center of attention in this photo. His bride, on the other hand, looks like she has a triple chin. Number five, here's what the worst slow-motion housing crash in Canadian history looks like. The condo market is set to launch zero new projects in the first quarter. It went from the place with the most condo construction in North America to the least amount in only 3 to 4 years. And it's going to get worse as more Canadians and Jeets leave the country. Besides, who wants to live in a shoebox condo anyway? They were just sold to investors who wanted to rent them out to Jeets. Up next, this Democrat senator blocked Trump's no tax on tips policy. Why am I not surprised that the left is willing to throw workers under the bus to get back at Trump? Meanwhile, she's just turning the working class against her and her party. Why would she do this? I don't know, but maybe this picture will offer everyone a clue. She also looks like she's got a face that's heavily taxing to look at. So much for the part about the working class. Number 7, meanwhile in Canada, here's the private jet that the province of Ontario bought to ferry around Doug Ford. There was an immediate backlash when he was announced, and he backpedaled and sold the jet as soon as possible. The plane is worth $28 million. Meanwhile, the governor of New York State flies around in this private plane that's only worth $3 million. And New York State is much more massive economically. Moving on, Europe is running out of people and the population is projected to drop by 50 million plus by the end of the century. I wonder if that's before or after diversity is brought in. I guess it might be time for more Somalians. The whole continent is below replacement, and if Western civilization, the human race, are to survive into the 22nd century, we're going to have no choice but to start using technology to reproduce. Much of Eastern Europe is conservative and it's still collapsing. Number 9, even Eastern Europe is going woke with Albania of all places employing 1,200 Jeets and wanting to import many more. Why is everyone so stupid? Or more like greedy because they want economic growth while destroying the social fabric of their countries? Haven't they learned anything from what's been going on in Canada? Here's what the Great Poop Festival is going to look like in Albania in only a few years. Up next, this guy says that men have to meet impossible standards just to get a girlfriend. But all women have to do is be not fat, and most of them fail at that spectacularly. Actually, even the fat ones get boyfriends these days. Either that or pumped and dumped by Chad, who they believe was their boyfriend. Meanwhile, he was just taking them around the track for fun. But the fatties, if they want a boyfriend, they can still find a beta simp to support them. Number 11, I believe this is the mayor of Chi-Town, and he says that white folks need to leave behind their history and embrace a new history that will set them free from being white. What the hell is that even supposed to mean? Also, imagine if you said that black folks need to leave behind their history to be set free from being black. Imagine the rioting and looting if it were to happen. This is what stupid people say so they look smart even when they have a low IQ. Moving on, Larsa Pippen says that she slept with Scottie Pippen 4 times a night for 23 years while they were married. If he was satisfied with her, then why did she supposedly cheat on him? He was the one that initially filed to divorce her because of her cheating. But they reconciled and then she divorced him because of the loneliness she had to endure in his absence. It's always the men's fault, isn't it? Also, if he wasn't around, how could they have had sex every night? I just don't believe her. Number 13, here's a disaster in diversity as Dutch students were raped while being forced to live in a housing complex with 125 refugees. There were many years worth of sexual abuse and violence. They lived with their pain for years, but if a white Dutch dude just looked at them funny, they'd call the cops and file a false allegation. And the Netherlands plans to bring in more invaders, and they plan to pay for it using unrealized capital gains taxes. Good luck with that. Up next, why did Maloney approve 500,000 work visas for non-EU migrants? All women are communists in panties, even when they're pretending to be conservative so they can get elected. She's a traitor and, like most women, is trying to help, and it's demonstrating suicidal empathy for Italy. Either that or she's a globalist shill and they've got some dirt on her. Japan and Mexico are also going in the same direction and it's kind of annoying. Number 15, meanwhile in the UK, authorities took the owner of this property to court because he painted his pub in the shape of an English flag. It's a true story and in the end the case went to court and the pub owner won. The losers were the taxpayers because their government had to prosecute a man for this. Also, I'm not sure why there are cameras all over the pub. Are they there to protect the pub or so that the city can spy on its citizens? Moving on now, it looks like school teachers are tag-teaming their male students. These two slept with the same students. The poor guy was autistic, so they took advantage of him and raped him. But apparently he was still a successful jock, and him and his family didn't want to cooperate with authorities because they were worried he wouldn't get any athletic scholarships. Where were the hot MILFs back while I was in high school? All I got was fat booze hounds. Number 17, I guess this is good news from a certain point of view. With a lesbian action group winning in court to keep trans women out of their group. Am I the only one that finds it funny that a bunch of women that look like dudes are trying to keep dudes out that look like women out of their group? But seriously, I never thought I'd be cheering for lesbos, but here we are. Am I the only one who finds it funny that this is written by someone named Cockburn? Up next, looks like America also has Indian fatigue, as now a recorded 61% of visas for Indian students are being rejected. They make up 30% of the people enrolled as international students in the United States. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a local park called Centennial Park to see all the crazy people taking pictures in front of the cherry blossom trees for their social media pages. And half of them were Indians, and the road was completely blocked. Number 19, the vast majority of Canadians, 78%, no longer consider the United States a friend or an ally. Canadians have gone cray-cray. Just because they might not like Trump doesn't mean that they should throw America completely under the bus. Imagine living in a country where almost 80% of it has Trump derangement syndrome. And the Liberal Party used this to their advantage to get elected again, and soon they will censor online speech and force us to give up our IDs to use the internet in general. Moving on, yes, it's true that if women were judged by the same standards as men, most of them would be considered failures. But to be fair, the vast majority of people are failures based on a very high standard that has been set on social media these days. My favorite meme illustrating this is a woman working at McDonald's, and it says, "You go, girl." Meanwhile, if a man is working at McDonald's, people shame him as a loser. Number 21, the National Health Service was ordered to not use the phrase, "It's raining cats and dogs," because it might upset people from other cultures. Yes, Muslims. Now, figures of speech are considered racist, it seems. Here's another fun fact. People who own dogs and eat bacon have a much lower chance of marrying a 9-year-old girl. You have an even better chance of avoiding enrichment if your dog is black. Up next, careful out there, guys, if you get catfished by an old bag. It's remarkable what a little bit of fake-up and filters might do. And say goodbye to old droopy eyes. For a man, the equivalent would be telling the truth about your bank account versus lying about it. Clearly, this is yet another example of why you should take a woman swimming on the first date. These days, many women also use fake-up to make themselves look worse in their before picture, so they look better in their glow-up. Number 23, this 79-year-old multimillionaire is in search of a good breeder, who would give him a son who will then inherit his estate. Will he find someone? Of course he will. There are thousands of women contacting him right now because they want to be rich for squeezing one out. He's better off using a surrogate and hiring a nanny to make sure his estate goes only to his son. But he figures it wouldn't be fair if the kid grew up with neither parent. Moving on, here's one woman that definitely won't be taking up that millionaire on his offer. She accidentally shot herself in her hoo-ha while filming a spicy clip for her fans. She literally blew out her back. First of all, why did she think this is a good idea to use a firearm down there? And second, why did she think that it was a good idea to keep it loaded? I don't know about you, but that's what I call a crack shot and a vaginal discharge. Number 25 and the last one, Believe it or not, this is an elementary school in Ontario, Canada. That's what my middle school that I went to while growing up looks like today. But don't worry, everyone. I see nothing but doctors and engineers in the future, so we will have a very prosperous one. While growing up, 95% of the kids around me would have been white. Diversity back then meant you were either English, Polish, Yugoslavian, Italian, Greek, with the occasional black or Japanese kid. Today it's mostly Somalians and Indians. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.